Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The DH, Ben Oglaby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Rainey. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is hit by the pitch. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Oglaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglaby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to second for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball four. Evans moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rainey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lynn moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0 for 1 in the game. Oglavy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor bunts towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. Burleson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Yount. Burleson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Brewers. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Scott reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Scott scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brohmer moves to second. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burleson bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lizcano strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cooper. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cleveland fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cleveland. Rice moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Scott reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Dick Drago now pitching. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-3 in the game. Hile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-4 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-3 in the game. Lizcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.